First call of the day.
The first call of the day.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Jim.
Jim, you're the first call of the day.
Hey, Jim.
Whoa.
Now, wait a minute. Is this Jim who we've talked to before?
Yes.
Is this Jim who works at the golf course?
Yes.
No way.
Okay. And you were a teacher?
And I also am a substitute teacher. And
yes.
just for fun, I pick up cadavers with my funeral home buddy.
Right. Just for fun.
You're the coolest, Jim.
No, I'm not the coolest.
Well, if we're talking temperature, it's probably the bodies.
Yeah. We're all about my daughter's wedding, which is coming up on August 1st in Lake Placid, New York.
Oh, beautiful.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, was this...
go ahead.
Is this the original planned date, or is this a postponement thanks to COVID?
No, this is actually the day that they planned about a year or so ago.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So now... The current dilemma is the father of and daughter dance and the appropriate music.
Ah.
Right.
And the dance moves that I have to master. And yesterday, just because I'm such a jerk, I wrote to Derek Huff from the Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my God.
On his Instagram account. And then I divulged to him that this particular wedding, for those keeping score, features two brides and no groom.
Oh.
So that means there's going to be two father and daughter dances. And based on the Olympics that are upon us, there's no way I'm coming up with a silver medal. I want the gold.
Now it's competition.
Oh, I love you, Jim.
Okay. Now, wait, were you writing to Derek Huff for dancing tips or maybe some choreography?
Absolutely. I said in my note to him, if there's any way we might be able to pull off a Zoom or a FaceTime, maybe you could just give me some slick moves that I could dazzle the crowd with.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jim.
That is awesome. You know, if you hear back from him,
right.
You have to call us.
Yes.
Okay?
You'll hear me when... From Wolfboro, for sure. I'll be screaming.
Yeah. Oh my God, you are so funny.
You are just the greatest.
Well, what a great week you have ahead. So when do you head to Lake Placid for the wedding?
We go next Thursday, and we're staying Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the wedding is Sunday. So
okay.
It's over 200 guests.
Wow.
Oh, that's going to be a blast.
Wow.
So it's a big deal. And I've been checking on Farmer's Almanac since January, the forecast for August 1st.
Okay. You know what? We'll get Todd to pull up the Lake Placid forecast and see if he can
weigh in.
He has some thoughts about the Farmer's Almanac. I'm sure he'll be happy to share.
Awesome. If he can pull some magic, that would be great.
Okay. All right, there goes Mr. Twinkle Toes himself. Jim, everybody.
See you guys.
All right,
bye,
good luck, Jim.
Thank you.
Give our best to the brides.
Will do. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Jim, the cadaver picker-upper / golf course keeper / proud father in Wolfboro, New Hampshire.
The first call of the day.
Can you pull up Lake Placid, Todd?
Oh yeah. It'll be hot, humid with an afternoon thunderstorm.
Okay.
You just made that up.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, Jim, what a guy.
Yeah, I love good guys. I love him. Yeah. He was so sweet. When we talked to him before, he was the first call of the day before, and he was telling us about the little holes that he has to do to, like, aerate the golf course or something, and he sent me a bunch of photos.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I just love a man who's a hard worker and is proud of what he does, and clearly is his family.
You know what course he's an attendant at?
I think it's Wolfboro Country Club.
Oh, he's out in Wolfboro, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Gotcha. He did remind me, though, that I actually kind of have a little man crush on Derek.
Derek Huff?
Derek Huff.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I kind of do. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
I got to add that
He's
to
up
my
there.
List. So I got Nick
He's on my list.
I got Bieber.
He does have some serious moves.
The guy is
Blake
slick.
Hayes.
Blake's on that list. Yeah. He's kind of buried on that list, but he's on it.
Okay. Thanks.
Derek's hips, if I can say. It's always a hada.
He does do that.
You know what I find fascinating about him? Is that he dates women.
Oh my God, I was just going to say that. You know, I was like Todd, Blake, you can have a chance with him.
Yeah.
If you ever decided to, you know.
No, I think he's straight.
No, I can't. He is straight.
He is straight, but I.
He's straight as John Travolta.
Well,
you don't think John Travolta's straight? Is there a rumor about him?
Oh, God. Welcome to the world, Todd. Nice to have you here.
Yeah. Adele Dazeem, I'm gay.
What have you been up flying around in?
Is that what that translates to?
Yeah, well, that was his way of trying to pretend like he doesn't know who Idina Menzel is and that he doesn't listen to the soundtrack of Rent and Frozen every other day.
He hates Broadway. Sure, John. Yeah.
Who's the, I don't know this name, Adele Dazeem. Yeah. Who's this?
Johnny.
Betty Mildler. Didn't know who that is.
Is it Cher?
Cher,
John.
This is,
Elton John? Yeah, right. Who's that?
Yeah. I love Cher.
Please welcome the incomparable Barbara Streisand.